I'm Ron Sutz.
Good morning. Good morning.
Nothing to do.
I hear pigs and horses and dogs.
At the end, yeah, and then it goes in right to 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're Sergeant Pepper's lonely.
Sergeant Stutz.
We're Sergeant Kiker's Lonely Hearts Club
Sergeant
Band.
Sergeant Schultz.
We hope you have enjoyed the show.
Which we haven't done yet.
We hope you will enjoy the show. Great song, man. Love the sound of that as it's coming in.
What is your favorite Beatle album?
My favorite Beatle album? Probably, I love them all, but probably Abbey Road.
Yeah.
I think Abbey Road.
Magical Mystery Tour. I'm kind of one of the. I loved the Beatles when they were in that heyday of pushing the envelope. Sergeant Pepper's. I'm sorry. Strawberry Fields Forever, Penny Lane.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Wow. Yeah, I mean, I can make an argument for just about all of them.
They were
Rubber Soul's terrific.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That pushed Brian Wilson to do Pet Sounds.
Yeah. Sergeant Pepper's terrific. But my favorite, I guess, is probably Abbey Road.
Well, that second side on Abbey Road, I mean, holy smoke. Just sit back and...
Incredible. I used to listen to it all the time.
The only solo Ringo ever played.
Yeah, it was. I love Ringo Starr's drumming.
Well, I mean, the thing that he did for Come Together was...
Yeah, I love his drumming.
But you know, on the very
so many
first
of the Beatles songs,
tune that they did, Love Me Do, George Martin didn't want him to play drums, made him play tambourine.
Well,
he didn't think he was good enough. They brought in
ridiculous.
A studio guy.
The guy was so good. Ringo. It was just a distinctive way of playing. You listen to a lot of their songs, it's just really different.
Yes, it was.
All right.
Well, how are we going to segue to this category?
I don't know. How do we get off on this?
I don't know. Maybe listening to the Beatles would even be better, or any of your favorite music, with Fruit of the Vine.
Fruit of the Vine, okay.
Fruit of the Vine.
Da, 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 da.
Jimmy
Gilmer and the Fireballs.
That's right. Yeah.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start over.
Sorry for that. Chablis.
Time's running out, ladies and gentlemen. The show is over.
Chablis
is
the northernmost district of what French wine region? Is that an unbelievable segue or what?
Really?
Chablis. This is a interlude.
I'm Don Grady.
Chablis is the northernmost district of what French wine region?
I do not have a clue.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Cafe Driotti. It's half off. $20 for a gift card available now for $10. Today's Our Local Deal takes you to a special place within the southern part of heaven. Cafe Driotti, serving award-winning coffees, teas, beer, and wine, is tucked away, set back from Franklin Street, offering you an energizing or soothing oasis in your day. It's half off from Cafe Driotti. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Freddie had to run out. He got inspired when we were singing a while ago. He had to run out and go home and listen to his Beatles albums. But the question was, Chablis is northernmost in which French wine district? The correct answer is Burgundy. And our winner today is Jane Salemson. Thank you, Jane. Jane gets the Swamp Trivia Prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Freddie will have another trivia question for you bright and early on Monday morning.